Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Truly be part of the solution. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me here on the air and in the chat room, and just being involved, right? I mean, seriously, just totally being involved in what's going on around you, getting informed, understanding what's happening. That is the best way to make a change. That's the best way to make a difference. And you see it over and over and over and over again, you know? Really, seriously. Oh, God. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. We're getting very close. Extremely close to Christmas. Right? Some of you, I don't care what you're doing, Hanukkah, Christmas. What else is there? Help me out. All kinds of reasons to buy for your loved one. Or kind of buy for your loved one, or whatever buy for your loved one. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that you don't wait till December 20th, right? I mean, seriously, let's make sure that you really got it together, that you really don't leave her or him hanging. Look, I got the slippers from, go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you know, seriously. And, you know, the slippers, I loved them. Thought they were great. They got towels and pillowcases and pillows. Just go check it out. Bathrobes. Like the bathrobes very much. Right? But go check it out. Again, you don't have to do anything. Just order the stuff online. Gets delivered to your house. If you don't like it, I mean, he's going all the way, to March, I think it is. Yeah, you come up on March, you go, these slippers aren't doing it for me. Or whatever's not doing it for me. There you go. Send them back. He'll take them back. Use promo code Joe, you get 30 to 70% off. Yeah, promo code Joe. Joe. You need help with that? J-O-E, Joe. You get 30 to 70% off. And I truly believe, that you'll be happy with it. All right, we got a big win in New York. A New York judge lifts Trump's gag order in that civil fraud, it's a civil fraud trial case, but civil fraud, period. Yeah, I'm talking about by the prosecutor, not Trump. So New York judge has lifted a gag order, right, imposed on Trump from that. God, you know, that judge is kind of stupid giddy. Do you know that? No, I do mean that. Stupid giddy. The He was citing concerns over free speech. The appeals court judge David Friedman issued a stay on the order on Thursday, which was put in place by Judge Arthur Engoron. Engoron, who's overseeing Trump's trial, imposed a partial gag order to block all parties from making derogatory statements about his court staff. He fined Trump $5,000 for violating the order. And on October 20th, he did so again on October 25th for another $10,000. He then threatened Trump with imprisonment. At Thursday's emergency hearing, Friedman questioned Engoron's authority to limit Trump's speech outside the courtroom. And argued the gag orders were used mostly in criminal trials where there's fear of swaying a jury. The ruling also applied to Trump's lawyers, who say that they have no plans to inhibit the former president's First Amendment rights. Now, Trump celebrated the ruling, obviously, with a post on Truth Social, where he railed against the judge. He said, Judge Arthur Engoron has just been overturned by the New York State Appellate Division. This is the fourth time on the same case. His ridiculous, his unconstitutional gag order, not allowing me to defend myself against him politically. Well, look at, Trump has a right to call them fools, to call it phony information. Right, and he went on to say that they're defending the worst and the least respected attorney general in the United States, Letitia James. She's a worldwide disgrace. Her legal witch hunt against me is well known. But he is right. I mean, seriously, big time right. Because this judge is doing everything he can to keep, well, to keep Trump from being able to defend himself, if nothing else. Oh yeah, you know that big city I'm trying not to call it a sanctuary city because I'm playing into him, but really, that's what he calls a sanctuary city. So Mayor Adams today opened his mouth and said, "Hey, we in trouble." He announced he's reducing police numbers, cutting budgets in areas like education because it's struggling with the exorbitant costs related to the sanctuary city. Right? The migrant crisis. And the beauty is, remember that he said, you know, that they were railing on Texas, they were railing on other states, not California, obviously. What's your problem? Take these people in. It's a humane thing to do. Well, Adams is taking them in. Well, he's getting them. He has no choice in the matter. And it's costing him. Joe Bacino, your host. We'll see what Zoe has to say about this when we return. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Oh, perfect. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Well, almost perfect. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. If you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. It's really that simple. Here's somebody who's not part of the problem. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He does every week. I so much appreciate his time with me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy, yes, you heard me, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. You know, that's an old term. You ain't as old as I am. But anyway,
it's maybe, timeless,
is that
man.
Why you called it Fuddy Duddy, maybe? I don't know. The Zoloft and the Zopian Den. Hey, you know, just tell people where they can find it, how they can find you, and find some of your great stuff.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and like Joe said, you can catch my content there, and hopefully folks will come and, you know, be a part of the powwow there. Come and share your ideas, and and all that good stuff. We want to hear from you.
And just before you decide to buy that, you know, Beyonce, what are they? Are they still selling those things for like 99 cents online? Head over to his website and buy something that, you know, give money to somebody who's really on the same page as you and not just, just over-sexualizing your young daughters, right? Getting your young sons all turned on. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, if you want to get some American-made, Patriot-grade, you know, homegrown hard rock and roll, you come see us.
Well, hey, listen, you know, there's some sad news. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently Eric Adams, you know, that sanctuary, New York Sanctuary City, come on up, come on in, come on here. You know, I can't believe you guys in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, I can't believe you're not willing to let these people come into your state. Yeah, he's got to reduce his police force now. He's cutting teachers. He's taking money out of the schools. You'll never guess why. Because he's a sanctuary city, he's got to take in all these illegals and figure out what to do with them and pay for them to be in hotels while he throws out veterans, you know? I look at all this stuff and go, but you know what? Maybe being a progressive liberal is truly a mental health issue. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Maybe they need to turn them sanctuary cities into asylum cities or something like that. not the kind of asylum where, hey, man, we want to ditch our country and have asylum here. I'm talking about, you know, straitjacket kind of a, you know, asylum, rubber room kind of asylum. You know, hey, Nurse Ratched, you're not slipping me to saltpeter, are you? Kind of room. But sanctuary city or asylum city. Hey, but you know, this reminds me, Joe. I think even in Chicago, people from Venezuela are like, man, screw this. We're going back to Venezuela. It sucks here. It's like this. We had better in Venezuela.
I saw that. Go ahead.
Right? Hey, and you know, years ago, man, while Obama was president, I used to say, man, Obama's doing us a favor. Obama himself, you know, if you just let Obama go ahead and do what he's doing and these liberals stay the course, they're going to make it to where illegal immigrants are going to be like, you know what, why do we want to go to America? It's not turning out too good for them, man. And, of course, you know, we got millions coming in droves, but it's starting to take effect where it's like, you know what? This ain't much better than where we were. We're going back.
No kidding, right? I mean, and seriously, they come in here. I saw that, the article where the one fellow says, I'm going back, you know. Here I've been. I'm sleeping on the floor at a police station now for 5 months. I can't get my daughter in school. I can't get a job because I can't get a permit to work. And they just go, right? They just keep getting worse and worse and worse. I find this hilarious that they didn't think this was going to happen and nobody actually thought this through. And, you know, Joey B is out there in a fog, has absolutely no clue as to where he is. He almost walked off stage today again. I mean, the guy is totally lost. And I think you said it before. I think the people around him need to be brought up on elder abuse charges, you know?
Well, hey, the thing I do constantly keep trying to drill home is that this inept, this buffoon, this person who seems like he's mentally handicapped, that's the guy who was able to steal the White House from Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I'm gonna not stick up for Donnie in this case, but say, I'm going to do a story later on, but I'll throw it by you now, which is, you know, you're seeing more and more of these courts now taking up the cases that they should have taken up. You know, back in 2020, over all this stuff, where they're now admitting to—I don't know—I don't know how to phrase it—but what they're finding out now is that, you know, when Trump and others, not just Trump, but a lot of people said, "Look at how do you receive? How does a state receive 72,000 more ballots than it sent out?" Right? I mean, there's something smells bad here. It's not chocolate cake. It's dog poop, all right? Wake up. And you're seeing this happen more and more. And I don't know why. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know why. You know why, too. Why it's taking so long for them to figure this out. Right? You have let me see. How do I explain a video show? A video shows that there were 386,151 votes removed from a Supreme Court candidate in Pennsylvania, where where she ended up losing by 207,000 votes. This is what started somebody going, well, wait a minute, how did that happen? How was it that they were at this point, and now they're at this point? And I don't know what it's going to take, dude, except for a real revolution again, another revolution to fix this.
If people are asking how are Democrats able to do this, very simple. It's really very simple. The same way that they can get away with printing, making up these ballots and making this and just printing these ballots is the same way they get away with printing a whole bunch of money.
So they found,
same way.
No, you're right. They found 30. Check this out. I'm not even going to give you the details because I won't have to before you figure it out. So they found 36,000 ballots, absentee ballots that were mailed back in. With no fold, no crease, and a perfectly printed oval over Joe Biden's name. Okay? The ballot numbers in this group had been run through the machine 3 times. Okay? They were able to prove. So, when you sit there and tell me this is the most secure election ever in the United States of America, right? Okay. Define secure. That's what I want. That's what I need. I need your definition of secure.
God. And that's Democrats for you, man. When it comes to what they're doing, the same way they're able to just go ahead and print money. They can control how the ballots are being printed too.
Well, you know, I'm telling people that you got to be so careful too, right? Is when you look at this, the next election coming up. Who's going to be watching? Who's going to be doing? You know, what's really funny is they're chasing people away from, in the last election, they were chasing, regular people who were having, they were having tailgate parties at the, around the election boxes. And they said, you can't do that. You know, that's intimidating. Yada, yada, yada. But when they had the new Black Panthers, when Obama was, being elected, remember that? They were out front with baseball bats. You're going, hello? Everybody home? It's not the same? All right,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We got to go for a break. I want to have some fun with this when we return. We'll be right back, people. Don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have reported that a hostage abducted by Hamas has been found dead in a structure near Gaza's main hospital. The victim was taken from her home on October 7th during Hamas's attack on Israel. Additionally, Israeli forces discovered weapons and grenades in the same structure where her body was found.
President Biden said during the APEC CEO summit in San Francisco that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy.
It makes sense to work together. We've committed to work together. We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
TikTok influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynn Atkins told her thousands of followers to read bin Laden's letter, and her video garnered over 800,000 views. The letter called for revenge against the Jewish people. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Come see your host. You know, I'm going to get whacked on you for a minute. Maybe 2 minutes. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We'll be lovingly referred to him, and I mean that sincerely, as Zoe, the host of the Zoloft and the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Now, my tongue gets in a way sometimes. At the Zoloft, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, you know, I meant to play this for you. I'm going to try, but I don't know if you can hear it. I heard this guy 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And what he had to say was interesting. Now, when I played it once before, you can imagine some of the loons on the left went crazy because they didn't like what he had to say. I want to get your take on it. If you can't hear anything, let me know, okay? Come on.
That's one of the biggest reasons for LGBTQ. That's one of the biggest reasons for LGBTQ. And I'm not against no homosexual or no lesbian. I love all African people, but I reserve the right to disagree with any lifestyle that threatens the survival of the traditional African family. LGBTQ is the new birth control pill. Why do I say that? Two men cannot reproduce. Two women cannot reproduce. And now they're even transgenderizing our children. Do you know what that means? They're manipulating and indoctrinating African children to undergo sexual surgery so they'll never be able to reproduce again. When Dwayne Wade, whose son is now legally had his birth certificate changed, he's legally a girl.
Yeah.
Hormone therapy. When he gets 30 years old and looks in the mirror and says, you know what? I don't like living like this no more. I want to go back to being what God made me, a man. I want to get a wife and I want to have children. We only got one problem, don't we? Your reproductive is gone. We got another problem. Your testosterone levels are gone. Your ability to produce healthy seed is gone. There is no going back. We are not looking at this LGBTQ thing the way we should be looking at it. It is birth control and racial extermination. Why you think Kamala Harris is traveling throughout Africa trying to convince African countries to legalize gay marriage? Why does America care how Africa chooses to run its society?
You know, the reason I played that, though, is one of the things that does, he's not the only guy I've heard go down this road, but it always seems like it's the black community that, you know, our buddies are targeting for this kind of stuff. They're always targeting the black community. Look at the vaccines. You know, it was either heavily available or not available at all in some of the inner city areas. It was totally free to show up. You know, they give the jab to you, your kid, and you know, your husband and whoever. It's just amazing. Well, any truth or any thought about what this guy just said?
Well, I've only caught probably about 10% of it because the audio was like really bad. But enough, I was able to catch enough to say, yeah, this person's probably getting viral reviews for stuff that I've been saying for flipping years. I've been saying this stuff, man, about how the Democrat Party uses the black community. They impose the plight on the black community in the first place. And then they use the plight that the Democrats impose on the black people, on the blacks, to gain sympathy votes for their cause. Everything they use blacks to make the association, to make everybody else, a victim that can relate to the black plight. It can be anything, right? It can be anything. If it's gay marriage, well, you know, there was a time when blacks and whites weren't allowed to marry. They didn't allow black people to be married to them. And the thing is, the Democrats are the ones who imposed the anti-miscegenation laws. And now you got homosexuals wanting, they're leaning on Democrats to get the license to marry when it was the Democrats who denied licenses to black people to make sure that they could marry outside of their race, particularly to white people. Right. So, oh, the irony. Right. And the thing is, like I said, like, I mean, I've lived in L.A. and I've watched how Democrats use black people. When you got the black community who is suckered into thinking that America in general has moved to emasculate the black man. Right. As I know, America didn't do that. Democrats did that. Democrats are the ones who have been working to emasculate the black man. And here it is. You got. Blacks voting for Democrats while Democrats throw parades for men who forfeit their manhood, right? and say that, hey, you know, blacks and gays, we've got things in common. You look at the commercials, right, as they're promoting their medication for AIDS and stuff like that. Who do you mostly see in their commercial? Black people. When you go into West Hollywood and you're driving and you're seeing their posters for make sure you get tested for HIV and all that sort of stuff, who do you mostly see in those posters? Black people. You know, so, you know, the Democrat Party has profanely used the black community, and sadly enough, the black community votes for the Democrat Party just like LBJ said they would.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up because Sony was talking about it last week, and she said, Joe, look, I don't watch a lot of regular television, but she said, look at these sitcoms. In a majority of the sitcoms, the gay character is what color? I said, oh, I don't watch it. She goes, black. Black, the majority of gay characters on these shows are black men. So what becomes the norm? When our young black kids are seeing this, what becomes the norm? So she said, there's no way this is an accident. This is laid out, thought out, and they know exactly what they're doing. Sure. Now, you gotta understand something. You know, a guy like me, you know, the old white guy in the room, right? But you got to understand something. A guy like me, I'm not going to pick up on that because I'm just looking at Hollywood as a whole and going, yeah, okay, they're doing that again, whatever. But the fact that they hone in on that particular thing. And the other thing she was talking about, too, is that when you look at the new commercials coming up now, you almost never see a black couple, right? A black guy and a black woman. You see a black guy and an Asian woman. You see a black guy and a white woman. You see a black guy and a brown woman, right? It's almost like, it's not that they're pushing or not pushing the black-on-black relationship. They don't want you to see it as the norm. You feel the same way?
Well, the strategy behind doing that is to get people to resent it. Particularly, like, say, yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why I was trying to do my show, like, years ago, because I wanted to get ahead of this, because I knew what the Democrats were going to do. I know that the Democrats are going to try to promote this, they're going to shove this diversity thing down our throat and show the interracial relationships and all that sort of stuff. They do it so that, you know, a lot of, couples, or particularly white, particularly on the conservative of the conservative persuasion, they see that this is propaganda being shoved down our throat. But they're right. But they start getting angry at the wrong people. They don't get angry at the person behind the curtain doing it. They don't get angry at the Democrats for doing it. They get angry at who they see, and they get tired of seeing black people married with white people. They get tired of seeing it because they feel like, and they start to resent it, and they start getting gaslit by it. It's like, you know, it's not something that's innately in them. They don't, it's not like, you know, they have a problem with it per se. They don't, no conservative I've ever known has a problem with international relationships. None that I know of. But they do get sick of it being shoved in their face, with this effort of trying to force a statement. And it gets the reaction that's expected. It causes resentment. And a lot of conservatives don't really know how to channel it, and they start getting gaslit by it. And that's
what I've gotten some nasty emails over it, but I get the biggest kick out of this because I sit there and say to myself, okay, for decades, what did I see? I saw the white family sitting around the breakfast table. I saw the white family sitting around, you know, the couch while they're trying to figure out whether to use Dish Network or whatever. I said, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you go down everything, and that's all you saw. And every once in a while, maybe you saw a black family. You didn't see an Asian family that often. Frankly and honestly, usually when you saw a Mexican family here in California, the commercial was in Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me these people don't know. And then all of a sudden, with all that dust up, right? Now we've got mixed colors. The dogs are even mixed colors. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just amazing to me, all this crazy stuff now that goes on. So that's what I'm noticing. I'm sitting back and going, wow, you were so woke that you didn't know that you weren't woke.
Right, and I appreciate that. Hey, you know the representation thing, but the problem is that they're using the international couples. They're using that to justify same-sex couples because hey, if America is going to put up with same-sex, international couples, people of different colors and stuff like that, well then they should be able to put up with people of different of the same sex. It's about leading the way for that. They used us for that.
I just love this stuff because you know most people just. You know, just trucking along their day, not really giving it a whole bunch of thought. You go, look at what they do. They cater to, for whatever reason. And you heard that the new Marvel, I'm not a moviegoer either, sorry, but the new Marvel movie or what they call franchise, whatever it is, mm-hmm. You know, it's suffering tremendously. Marvel is tanking at the box offices. Why? Because all the women, and again, nothing against women, but you're putting women in these traditionally male roles, find them their own roles. And these things are dying at the box office. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe when we return.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I love this. Welcome to your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being... part of the conversation. My guest, I love having him on every week with me, is Alfonso Rezo. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and I'm going to have him give you his address, website address at the end of the segment. But on December 1st, 1963, Malcolm X gave a speech. He called it God's Judgment of White America, where he identified the white conservative. The white liberal. It had to be conservative, right? As the most dangerous and deceitful thing in the Western Hemisphere. Though, if you can't hear it, I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna play 28 seconds of this. Listen carefully.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And the fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling and taking for a friend. There are many whites who are...
I mean, Come on. Is that so true? I mean, it is so true. And yet, again, it's, what is it, 60-some-odd percent of the black community still voting for that white liberal man.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Joe
yeah,
Biden. Chuck Schumer. Uh-huh. Hey, we'll get on the whole list. Go ahead.
Right? Yeah, all of them. You know, all of them still carrying on the spirit of the Democrat Party, the smiley face fox. I mean, it's not like Malcolm X had like this love for conservatives. He called conservatives the wolf, right? But he was like, at least with the wolf, you know what the wolf's intentions are. But I think Malcolm X's perspective on conservatives was it was a misnomer. It was misappropriated. I think he had a when it came to the liberals, he was absolutely right. But the reason why Malcolm had a skewed view of what conservatism was because a lot of people did. And Lincoln himself was wrestling with this back in his day with people trying to think of Democrats as the conservatives. And that's who Malcolm X was talking about. He was talking about the conservatives that people tried to associate with Democrats. And Lincoln's like, man, that's all wrong. There's no Democrat conservatives. Lincoln's like, you guys try to call yourselves conservatives, and you're anything but. We Republicans, the ones who stick to and adhere to what the founders had in mind, you know, respecting the God-given rights of all men, we're the conservatives, right? So Malcolm X, you know, he had a skewed view about that. But, you know, he goes on to say that if you're black and you're throwing your vote behind the Democrat Party, you're a political chump and a traitor to your race. He was shot like a few days after that, by the way.
I like the political chump thing. That's great. So I got another one. You know, it's funny how this stuff starts to fall in line when you start doing these stories and looking them up and you know, you do a little search for, like, you know, white, you know, liberal, whatever. And here's an Islam. I was telling you about this during the break. Hopefully you can hear this too. But here's an Islamist who is an imam. Check what he has to say. It's just amazing how much it falls in line. Take a listen.
When I was an extremist, Islamist, fundamentalist, I would only vote left. I saw them as very stupid. I would fear the conservatives because they come with principle, not someone they can brainwash. But the left, I know they have no values and no principles to begin with.
I know the left, they have no values, no principles to begin with. I mean,
that's right.
I can do that in Russian, Italian, whatever you want. I mean, it's just, right, it falls in line. And to think about it, these two people, you know, Malcolm X and this imam, they come from two different worlds. And yet, funny, I mean, what, 50 years later, 60 years later, come to the exact same conclusion?
Yeah. Yeah, they're two. And, you know, Malcolm X, you know, and the whole, you know, Nation of Islam movement, they thought that they were coming from that world because they were sold on the idea that, you know, Islam was, you know, the religion of the black man. And which is absolutely not true. One, there's not necessarily a nationality attached to Islam. It's a religion. It's not a race. But it's in terms of where it does come from, it comes from the Arabs. It doesn't come from Ethiopia, the original nation of the black race. That's not where it comes from. So they were sold a bill of goods, you know, and Malcolm X, he saw the truth about that, and he was going to come with a new message, and Elijah Muhammad didn't like it. But, you know, where these people are coming from, they're understanding that the liberal really is, just like Malcolm was saying, the liberal is the most dangerous, not only to the black man, but to America altogether. And this guy is saying the same thing. The liberal is the reason why, you know, they're the reason why the Muslims hate us so much. The liberal thinks that the Muslim hates us because of us. I mean, they're not fans of us Christians, but they really, really hate. They hate. And liberals think that they're the ones who are going to redeem us and make us likable to the Muslims. No. No.
No. It's amazing how much, I don't want to give away too much here, but I actually had a parent of a young black man call me, and it took a lot to get her to call me. And she was telling me how her son is extremely depressed, not morbidly depressed or whatever it's called, but depressed. And when I got to talking with her, I come to find out that apparently his history teacher is kind of leading him down the road of, you don't stand a chance. You're a young black man. White people are not going to allow you to succeed. It's not in their DNA. And I could go down a whole list, and I'm sitting there going to myself, I would like to take that teacher out. I know I'm going to catch crap for this, but I'd like to take the teacher out in the parking lot, just pound on them, pound the crap out of them. It's not true. This is not 1841, for God's sakes. It is not true. That kind of thing being taught in a school, teachers should be fired for that immediately.
Absolutely.
Instantaneously with no hearing. What do you think?
Yeah, I hear you, man. That person doesn't have any business teaching. You teach the wrong thing. You're supposed to be teaching whatever the subject is, you're supposed to be concentrating on teaching that. And speaking of Islam, that is at the root of what it is. If the people can identify with being a victim, you got to make people think that they're a victim, that you don't have any success. When Iblis is introduced in or the creation of man, we can relate to the unfairness of it. We can relate to Satan as a victim in Al-Quran, because God tells the Satan figure Iblis to prostrate before Adam, and Iblis is like, why? He's made of clay and I'm made of fire. I'm superior. Why should I have to prostrate before him? So we can relate to a person is taught to be able to relate to being a victim, and they feel empowered to be able to always express their grievances.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion to a degree that first and foremost, there are a big group of people that just love to complain. They're not happy unless they've got something to beef about, as we said on the East Coast, right? And I think the other side is, I got to tell you something, based on what's going on in society for the last 15 or 20 years with, when did Obama become president? Back in 12 or somewhere around there.
Right.
But you look at this and you say, okay, we have become more dependent on government. Because remember, the economy was in the tanker, people were losing their homes, and the government steps in and says, oh, no, we can't let this happen to you. We'll help you out. We'll give you 92 weeks or whatever it was of unemployment. No questions asked. You don't even have to look for work because we know what's going on out there. Then COVID hits and they extend that out. They stopped, they had a moratorium on federal loans. Couldn't foreclose on your house no matter how far behind you were. And then think of all the things that they did, where they were, for all intents and purposes, right? They were keeping you, like a woman, right? They were paying for you. And how do you break that? I don't care whether you're conservative, Republican, or whatever. Once you're used to that flow of milk and honey, how do you break that? How do you stop that? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. great question. How do you? Because we're supposed to be, don't we have like a Declaration of Independence?
Yeah.
But it's like more and more the people are declaring that we want to be dependent
on the
government. Totally antithetical. Yeah. It's and that's being taught, in the schools. It's being taught on the airwaves,
yep,
through TV, on the internet. That's the culture, man. It's just out there being entitled.
It's heartbreaking because I've seen it, like I said, it was a school board meeting last night in my area, when people were reaching out to me, can you say this? Can you do this? No, you need to come and do it. No, I'm not going to come and do it. Well, why not? Because you don't understand what they do to us. You don't understand what they do to our kids. You don't understand, they'll show up at my work. When they find out my name and who I work for, they'll come to my work. They'll send letters to my work. I can't have it. I have to feed my family. So, again, like the Bible says, when you have fear, right, waxes you feeble, you can't move, you can't work, you can't do anything. We've got to be willing to do what our founding fathers did. We have to be willing to lose some things to be able to win. I don't think we're there. I don't think we have a stomach for it anymore.
Yeah, I got to agree, man.
All right, tell people where can we get your music, where can we help you out, where can we donate to your cause? You got about 30 seconds, quick.
Thank you so much, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got that donation page there if you guys want to go ahead and help keep Zoe on the go. I certainly appreciate it, and you can catch our content there.
Well, Zoe, God bless. Thanks for what you're doing, and you know what? Have a great rest of the week. I'd say don't work too hard, but I know that would just fall on deaf ears. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with me, and you're in a world of hurt because I got a lot of stuff I want to complain about.